The University Tower chimes, bringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Hi.
Hi. How?
Excuse me.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay.
Clear your throat before
I think, once again, Dave brought donuts.
Donuts. So, you had a blueberry one, but did you have any other flavor?
No.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
Not yet.
I was on my phone to my brother in Phoenix, and the dry leaves are falling off. You can hear them hitting the thing, and he says, this from Phoenix, he says, "Oh, it just started to sprinkle." And then a few minutes later, he said, "I think that was some thunder," which in Phoenix, as we know, is a very, very rare event.
Wow. Those are the dulcet tones of Professor Stephen Manning, Department of Retired, talking to your brother in Phoenix.
Sun City, officially.
Sun City. I mean, it's like the exurb. Someone said exurb the other day, and I'm like, it's going to give me a second. Exurb. Does it just mean suburb? I don't know.
I think it means further out.
Yes. Further out.
Suburbs
further out.
Here, the
okay.
X means from.
So like herb. Shelby Township to Detroit, exurb. Berkeley to Detroit, suburb.
Right. Okay. Something like that, yes.
I don't know how I feel about
Heather
that.
Heather didn't like it. Heather didn't like it.
No. Shelby Township?
It's pretty far from Detroit.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Or maybe it's an exurb of Warren.
I think it's an ex-exurb.
you got to go like Romeo or Bruce.
Well, when we had former exurbs, they're definitely ex-exurbs.
There you go.
Anyway, extra-herb.
Extra-herb. Extra-savory.
Sounds like something you order in your salad.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here. I'm not going to call you from Department of Retired. How about semi-retired?
Yeah, semi-retired.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because you have a course this semester.
Two of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, that's what I thought. Saw your name on the schedule, knew something was cooking. How are the students in 2025, Jim?
Actually, pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, I can't complain thus far.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We had an all-too-hot classroom yesterday, but or 2 days ago. But other than that, they're a good group.
Good. Glad to hear.
Yes. It was good. And today's good. I've just been to Costco, so that always brightens things up.
Hey, that's a perk.
Which Costco did you go to? Because I know you rotate.
Oh, yeah.
Like
well,
five
this my usual is the one on Middle Belt in Livonia.
Okay, okay.
Which also tends to have better gas prices than the other ones do.
I thought you went there for the food.
That too.
You should set up your own sort of Costco website, you know, letting people, keeping them updated.
Here's what's happening at Costco.
Yeah. Costco hot sales.
So Jim, you were able to grace us with the red velvet cupcakes from Costco?
No, actually those came from Kroger.
Oh, okay.
On the way.
Right, because otherwise it would be like, you know.
So you taught your class, you went to Costco and you went to Kroger.
I went to Kroger and then Costco.
Okay,
yes.
Reverse.
I thought that you were going to say something along the lines of, so I bought these shorts on special, and I got my Christmas bows for wrapping at the same time. I mean,
this is Costco. Yes, the Christmas bows have been out for nearly a month now. That's just too. That's
why?
Too much. That is too
it
much.
It is the perfect amount.
Oh my!
Too much.
Professor Dave Chow is here from the Department of the Neighborhood.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
What's going on? Oh, okay. At 5 a.m. every single day, almost on the dot, a very, very loud car or motorcycle goes through our neighborhood, just roaring, absolutely roaring.
Steven, what are
you
doing up
I'm
at 5 a.m.?
Not me.
My neighbor to the east, it's not her, it's not my neighbor across the street, it's not Rocco. I don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is either.
Rocco.
You were up at that time, go outside and go watch him.
I honestly saw the clock this morning and I was like, I should open the blinds and see the car.
No, don't.
Whatever it is.
Diane Manica's former next door neighbor had a big motorcycle that he would start up to go to work at 7:30 every morning.
Yeah.
And it never bothered Diane because her bedroom was on the far side in the back of the house.
Oh
the guest bedroom, however, was on the front right next to the garage motorcycle
Noise.
Was starting up.
Schmoys, big deal. I'm up anyway. So.
Maybe I'll have to start getting up early and roaring through neighborhoods.
So that would be great. Last but not least, Professor Danielle Maxwell is here from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry.
It's good to be here. That's a little warm.
It's a little toasty.
A little toasty.
A little toasty, but, you know, Professor Hill likes it. The plants can continue to grow.
Yes, they can.
And then we can harvest the pumpkins soon enough.
Carve them all up.
Monday is St. Matthew's Day. I wonder if they're related to each other. Yeah, exactly.
The saint of...
St. Matthew is the patron saint of bankers, which is a little rando because he was a tax collector.
He was a tax collector.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Besides bankers?
They always have like a couple other ones. Yeah. It's like bankers, like toenail clippers, and you know, something else.
The patron saint of grocery checkout.
Was it, he's a CEO of Wells Fargo or something?
Now I gotta look it up.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna get this info in just a second. Actually, I tell you what, that would be a great set of questions
would,
if someone would send us, like, who is the patron of, you know, what. But, folks, you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you're gonna receive a brand new edition of the Ask the Professor coffee mug and an autographed photograph.
And maybe coffee.
A brand new one.
If you don't stump the panel, we'll send you the autographed photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy.
You know what? I think that we should all bring in a box of random prizes to be set up.
Is this the white elephant sale?
I have a whole basement.
At home.
Yes.
So you're talking about doing the white elephant.
I was just thinking, because I have a statue. Somebody gave it to me from a yard sale. A statue of whatever saint it was that preached to the fish.
Oh,
I can't remember his name.
Saint Aquaman.
No. No.
I know who
you're. But he preached
about.
To the fish and they listened.
They listened to him. Yeah, that's right.
Accountants, bankers, bookkeepers, tax collectors.
Okay.
Before he became an apostle, of course. He's also recognized as the patron saint of civil servants and others who serve in government.
I was close.
As well as overworked professors and no.
There we go.
Financial professionals.
Of course. Anything having to do with money, that's St. Matthew.
Boring.
It is pretty boring, though. We got a great set of questions here from our friend, your friend, our friend, Hank Durkin.
Hank.
Wonderful set of questions. I think we're going to have some fun with this. Original product names. These products that eventually became better known as something else. I'll give you the original name of the product, and your job is to figure out what it is called now.
Okay.
Liking it already.
Hopefully.
The concept.
We're optimistic, right? At least. We're optimistic.
California Perfume Company. Not called that anymore.
What, like Chanel?
Dior.
Mm-mm, it's not Dior. It's not Chanel. It's a little more all-encompassing of a company. They don't
like
just
Unilever?
Make perfume. They,
Head and Shoulders.
They make
Johnson
lots
Johnson.
Of beauty products, I would say.
Avon.
It is Avon. Yeah,
oh,
Avon.
Look at
you. There you go.
Nicely done. Did you used to sell Avon, Dave?
Just the pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
No. That's what's her name?
Oh,
that's Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Mary Kay.
It's all the same to me.
No, Avon, you can have your child go door to door and give them a dollar Slurpee at the end of the day and convince them that they earned that.
Child labor. A
dollar Slurpee?
The tiny one.
Dollar Slurpee.
Yes. I mean, this is
the one they gave away for free on July 11th.
That is the one.
How about Central Overland and Pikes Peak Express Company?
It's like a train.
Western Union.
Mm-mm. UPS.
Amtrak.
Pony Express, DHL.
I mean, you're in the wheelhouse,
USPS.
As I like to say. But no.
Union Pacific?
No. Central Overland and Pikes Peak Express Company, the final name of the company, at least when it still existed, used the word express in the title.
American Express, no.
Pony Express?
Was the Pony
Express.
Yeah, Dave's two for two here.
Huh. Yep. I wonder what the connection with Pikes Peak was. With
you had
the
to
Pony
run through
Express.
It.
I mean, no, you didn't.
I'm looking up there. You went by it by several miles.
Yeah,
you saw
quite a few.
Oh, my gosh.
It's over there.
Going to be a lot harder, but there's a context clue to help. A Waterbury Clock Company.
Timex?
What?
Rolex?
How did you know that was Timex?
The clock?
Yeah, you think?
Is that context clue?
Partial credit.
Well, it's not sure I know.
Wow.
So,
I mean, it could have been any clock company, but Timex.
Timex. That's the first one that came to mind.
Used to be a much bigger deal in the 90s. Much, much bigger deal. A little more subdued now, but still exists. Sound of Music. The first product, even though they sold appliances and many other things that they got away with selling, was a lot of CDs back in the 90s.
Who's... Harmony? No, not Harmony House. Couldn't be Harmony House. No.
A CD company.
All of them are pretty CD, right? About
Best Buy.
Best Buy. All yes, right. Absolutely. I mean, they still exist, right?
Yeah,
I just don't think that anybody actually shops.
I shop there.
Well, sure. Sorry. There's one. I was just in there the other day. I just bought a computer printer there the other day.
I feel like
garbage. I just bought a monitor from there.
Before or after the cupcake?
And come on, Geek Squad's still around, isn't it?
Oh, Geek Squad is around. Yes, 100%.
You're killing me. It is very well known in the world of, consumer culture study, that Brad's drink was the very early...
Pepsi?
Was Pepsi. Yeah, that was ended up becoming Pepsi.
Who was Brad?
Who's Brad? And
Brad
why
Pepsi.
Are we drinking
I don't know.
His drink?
Probably a pharmacist somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Funny. How about Blue Ribbon Sports?
Nike? Adidas?
What the heck, man? These are all... It's Nike. You know all these?
Because he's made the logos for all these companies back in the day.
I wish I did the Nike logo for what she got.
Swoosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that actually people put a lot of da-da-da into, the just do it side. But the swoosh of Nike was actually supposed to be this ribbon, at least in the beginning, and that's where it came from.
I wonder where that swoosh came from.
So what was the original name again?
Blue Ribbon Sports.
Blue Ribbon Sports.
Nike is a god. I mean,
that's right. Victory.
Yeah.
Kadabra. It's a little known fact, but this company.
Kadabra?
Kadabra. Kadabra.
It's a lighting company or a candle company?
Nope.
Kadabra.
Essentially, which gives it completely away, the most extensive worldwide company that exists in 2025.
Google?
Nope.
No.
Amazon?
What was that?
Amazon?
It's Amazon. Amazon. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Amazon. They were just looking for something to be memorable, right?
Mm-hmm. A to Z, Amazon.
So when did they go to Amazon, I wonder?
Very early in what was going on, because they were like test marketing things. I mean, people get credit for thinking of things the first time all the time. But one thing I could say about Bezos is we've seen the logo, right? It's
A to Z.
Speaking of swoosh, it's from everything from A to Z. But he just wanted a word that people would remember. And so that's Kadabra probably would have worked as well. It just wouldn't have had the A to Z part of it.
Yeah. The A to B.
A to D.
Way out east, just for a few years, this nationwide chain was first known as Open Kettle.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, yeah.
That's a great guess, but that is not
Open
it.
Open Kettle.
We may or may not have a product of this company on the table right now.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts was known as Open Kettle when it first opened. Yeah. Wow,
tea kettles? I don't know. Okay.
Tea? Coffee?
Sure,
yeah.
In New England, they refer to it just as Dunkin'.
Dunkin'.
No, it's all.
Of course.
Is it just say Dunkin' on there, doesn't
all
it?
Yeah.
It was one of the big rebrands.
And if you notice, there is someone running away from the U.S. on the logo now.
Oh, my goodness.
Like we all want to do.
I like that.
I think it's
that
me.
That is funny. Ready, set,
right. Run. Used to be Dunkin' Donuts. It's worth the trip.
I do not remember that at all, but I love
waking
it.
Waking up to make the donuts. Remember those commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I know the feeling. So,
This is one that I would have known even when I was really, really small. My dad used to, and still does, repair automobiles. And sometimes uses this product. Scientifically Treated Petroleum.
STP.
STP is the racer's edge. That's exactly right.
STP is the racer's edge.
Never heard of this product.
Oh, really?
It's
I've used it.
It's still out there.
It's still a deal. It's a big racing sponsor.
Well, STP stands for something, doesn't it? Something petroleum?
Scientifically Treated Petroleum.
Oh, you already said that.
Yeah.
Which, for the record...
Keep up, honey.
It's also what I remember is it's a special little tip of your cap to the engineers, too, because mostly STP to us means...
Standard pressure.
Standard temperature and pressure.
Yeah.
So it's the same sort of thing.
Or stop the press.
That's pretty cool. It's like a double.
It's a little double thing.
No.
Thank God it didn't catch on. Cellu cotton.
Cellu cotton.
C-E-L-U. C-O-T-T-O-N.
Polyester.
Nope. It is literally a daily product that I bet all of us use almost every day.
Paper towels.
Like toothpaste?
Toilet paper.
Kleenex.
Kleenex.
Oh.
Kleenex brand was Cellu cotton.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Horrible. No.
Horrible idea.
Hand me the Cellu cotton. Just doesn't sound...
the same.
No, I don't want to...
I really need a box of Cellu cotton.
It's too many syllables.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Oh, can you imagine the logo syllables. For that? Oh,
I wonder no.
what
the
date of no. You should make one. No. Please.
No.
You should make logos for all these companies.
Who is the patron saint of Solute Cotton?
Yeah, that's there you what go. I want to know.
Not to say that by bringing this up, we endorse any of this whatsoever, but a certain periodical started with the title Stag Party, but got changed later to
Playboy
Magazine. Yes. Now, I have to point out that this is a selling point of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, where mm-hmm. I got my graduate degree because Hugh Hefner graduated, and they have the only original,
the library.
Like hermetically sealed every copy of Playboy mm-hmm. that was ever published in the library.
But didn't he also throw a huge amount for a scholarship there too?
He donated hundreds of millions of dollars to Illinois, just hundreds.
And that is where your scholarships came from for grad school.
Seriously. Last but not least, and this is going to be tough because I want to say that there's actually, there's something that already has this name. It's not local. A certain foodstuff started with the nickname Candy Cake, with K's for the candy and the cake. But it became a very, very well-known snack food.
Like later. Little Debbie?
Fiddle Faddle.
Not Little Debbie, but that's where I thought
Hostess?
You were going to go. Hostess? Nope.
Sunshine.
It's more on the candy side.
M&M's.
Like Wonka? No.
M&M's, Cadbury.
Ding Dongs.
Hershey, Nestle.
Twinkie.
This candy got named after a person.
It's not Wonka. Okay.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth is what it was named after. Candy cake, which there's clearly no cake
in the Baby Ruth bar.
Is Baby Ruth a real person?
Baby Ruth was the president's daughter when she was born, and they thought that they would capitalize
on that. That was the story later.
Right.
Yeah, it was started in when Babe Ruth was the number one sports figure in the country.
Right.
And he tried to sue them and was told that he couldn't because it wasn't his name. So he started his own candy bar company, Babe Ruth's, I forget what the candy bar was. And Baby Ruth sued him.
Nice history. But which president was it, Jim?
It was Cleveland, I think.
Well, Cleveland had a daughter named Ruth. And it's literally like the daughter's born and she was like a fad. Like, oh, Baby Ruth, she's so cute.
But that was their defense against using Babe Ruth's name was, no, this is Baby Ruth. Don't you remember 50 years ago?
Oh, my gosh.
And Butterfinger.
Fresh guaranteed. Jingles America's all the time.
What was it? Something great? Something original? First time? Never mind.
Yeah, because they were made by the same company.
Right. Mm-hmm. Something great or something. I don't know. You remember that?
No.
Even if you did. I knew he was going to say that. I mean, I just set him up for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone will remember.
Well,
not us.
Sooner or later, we're going to have to do this set. And I think what we might do is dip our toe in here. We've got X number of minutes left. Dear Matt and panelists, I've taken it upon myself to challenge the panelists and the moderator with a new twist on questions this time around.
Well, wait a minute. How can that be if you've got the answers?
Over the years, I've noticed Professor Mayo does wonders with his clues and gentle suggestions to get the panelists
gentle?
To correct answers at every show, and it reminded me of my favorite game show, X Number $1,000 of Pyramid. Back in the 70s, it was the 10,000, grew to 20,000, 25,000, 50,000, now it's the $100,000 pyramid. Well, it was neat to see the three rounds with the contestants at some B or C level actor or actress duke it out. The real action was the winner's circle. We love winner's circle. Well, they had six topics come up. The team had 60 seconds to guess all of them to win the big money. I was fascinated by the clue giver's chair that had slightly sadomasochistic sewn-in restraints. Subdue hand gestures. It's true. Have you ever watched Pyramid?
I've never watched
it. Well, you're about to play.
You have to strap in.
Yep, because you couldn't use your
hands and gesture.
Anyway.
So they'd have these straps on the side of the poor guys
this
hanging around.
This sounds claustrophobic.
Needless to say, Pyramid continues to be my favorite game show of the day, hosted by the great Michael Strahan,
among other people.
So my thought is for Professor Mayo to set a timer. I mean, we'll do our best. And go around the table to each professor and see if the panelists can get the topic. Once the first professor gets the answer or is skipped, the next panelist gets the next one. Can the learned professor succeed? Can Professor Mayo, quick thinking, get the panelists the clues they need? I hope this proves to be an interesting unique thing for the ATP folks.
I'm scared.
slightly easier.
Not strapped in.
Some of the
time. No. Sit on our hands.
Well, they can't see that. No, we are strapped in, right?
Oh, totally. Like, that's right.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute.
It's your third anniversary.
Here comes Michael. Here comes Michael with some rope.
With some rope. All right, let's everybody tie each other up. Some of the topics are Detroit Mercy related, Detroit related, or other things that have been said in previous episodes of your show. Below are enough topics for six rounds. So we'll do this just today and see if it takes off. This is our good friend Judy Palmer sending these questions.
This is cool, Judy.
We're supposed to answer the question, or we're supposed to figure out what category it's
in. She has given me the category.
Okay.
My job is to feed clues to get you to say the category.
Okay.
And that, I mean, it'll be very obvious. I'll start with
please start on that side.
And, go that way. You'll get the
hint. Go that way,
please. If you watch Pyramid.
I've never watched Pyramid.
Pyramid is great just because of the sound the timer makes. It's very anxiety.
Do you have the sound?
Whack of that
no,
thing
we're
spins.
Not going to do that. No, we're not doing that because I don't want to throw up
it
on
is pretty cool,
radio.
Yeah,
so Matt will rattle off a bunch of, singular words?
Well, she'll catch on by the time we get around.
Okay.
She just wants us to be able to do it in 60 seconds and with all... Due respect, Judy, we're going to be very careful.
We don't have a second timer.
You know, and we're going to take it one step at a time.
60 seconds for all of it? For all of it?
For everybody. Yeah, that's nuts.
Together.
We'll do that some other time. Okay, so here we go. Are you ready, Heather?
Okay, oh boy.
So once you get it, we're going to move on to the next one.
Once I get it.
Yeah, or you skip her.
So you have to give clues to get them to say the category of things.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I wrote that part of the contract.
What?
I'm teaching physics at 12 today.
Matt Mayo? Mm-mm. What?
I'm teaching physics at 12 today. I call cookies biscuits.
Prasad Venugopal?
What's the category? These are things Prasad would say,
things
right?
Things Prasad would say.
Okay, so the category. You got it?
I'm obsessed with that.
Yes, it's great.
I could say some other things that Prasad would say.
Yep.
I started with the most obvious thing.
Okay, things that... Prasad okay, that's right. That's what they used to do on Pyramid. You have to say things that blah blah blah. Okay.
And the judge would. Oh,
that was the warm up. I'll give you. I'll give you another softball. You want to do another one?
Sure. Come on.
Okay.
Let's
I think it'll be okay. A beaker, a flask.
Things that are in a lab.
Yeah, you got it. All
I could have done that.
Next. Very good.
There we go.
We'll move on to Steven and see if he can.
Oh
get
boy, this is big money now.
Okay. Let's see here. Lasagna. Provolone cheese.
Italian food.
Pasta.
Things.
Italian foods. You got it. There you go. It's way more hardcore with the... We're going to have to get the timer sound.
Yeah.
I think I actually may need the anxiety.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay.
Okay, Jim.
Oh, I can see that these are things that have come up in previous shows. This is going to make me laugh too. We're going to have to save these for special occasions.
Matt's cracking up over there. I'm scared now.
A ruined grand staircase. A gigantic thing that was broken in two.
Oh, I...
Leo DiCaprio.
You can't gesture.
Matt can't gesture.
Can I gesture?
No,
you can't gesture.
You know this.
A lot of broken china. Like a lot of broken china.
Titanic?
Yeah, I mean, the category is Titanic things having to do with the Titanic.
Well, the first couple.
We have to say things having to do with Italian food. Things having
to do with Italian food. Yeah, exactly. And then once the Leo DiCaprio went like, what?
And we can't help each other out.
I mean, it's fun to help each other
cheating,
out, right?
I mean,
don't cheat. Don't cheat.
Gesturing.
I was going to do this and then like...
Leo DiCaprio kind of gave it away, but the first two
didn't really.
You said like a boat.
A ruined grand staircase.
Oh, a ruined grand staircase.
And a lot of things
of the
broken
movie.
Up.
I don't think a demolition.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Right.
There are about 4,778 other categories.
20 questions.
I will say, I got it with the staircase.
You're being critiqued.
I am.
No, he's
he
not.
He said it was going to be tough.
We're winning the big money if this keeps
so
up.
Can we give clues or not? Can we give
clues? I'm supposed to give the clues to the category.
No, we're supposed to sit here and try not to...
And try not to make signs or symbols.
Are these clues not submitted? You're making them up?
No, I'm making them up. I'm doing the best that I can here.
You have only the category.
I only have the category. I'm trying to get you to say the category.
Okay. So you were critiquing it.
So we can blame Matt if we stink. So.
Yes, we blame Matt.
Exactly.
Right,
it's all Matt Miles' fault.
Not for Dave here. Not as many books as you might think. A lot of really loud students eating sandwiches and drinking drinks.
The library? So things in the library.
Things in the Detroit Mercy Library. Detroit Mercy Library. We don't have many books left in the library, unfortunately. Right. Just letting you know.
Okay, Danielle, you're on.
All right, Danielle. You think you can do this?
Not at all.
No.
This is going to be tricky because I have to think about it more from the perspective of your generation. Let me see.
Think of your children.
Think of Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift songs.
No. You might hide behind a table and jump out and try to scare somebody. You would put a bucket full of water on the top of a door so that someone...
Types of pranks?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay. Types of practical jokes, okay. Yeah. How about real quick, our imponderable of the week is, name something that is a favorite of yours, but it has to be colored red.
Red?
Has to be colored red.
Strawberries.
My blood?
Wonderful.
My hemoglobin.
That's important to you.
Dave's
yes.
favorite bodily fluid is blood.
Oh, red wine, too.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Sorry.
But I also have a red cashmere scarf.
Well, see, that's what we're thinking.
Do you bother Costco?
No.
I would say my Little League baseball uniform.
Oh, see, it was red.
And
right?
It still fits.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he wears
I
it
still
sometimes.
Have the hat. I still have the hat. We were the Hingham Stars.
The Stars.
So I have a red... Actual wool, when there used wool. To be wool hat with the S on it, and the S is kind of
like stylized.
The parents had to cut. My mother had to cut this
out of
S
a pattern,
out of a yeah, piece of cloth and sew it on.
They were,
oh my goodness!
Wow.
So you
wow.
can tell this did not come from an actual sporting
that's incredible.
Store
yeah,
place.
That's incredible.
Still have it.
Okay.
Yeah, he still got the uniform.
Still fits
too
oddly enough.
So Dave already said blood, Danielle.
Red velvet cupcakes right there.
Oh, red
there you go.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. My dad had a very, very nice red Mustang when I was quite a bit younger, which he sold
what
during the pandemic.
It?
Don't make fun. It was a 97 Mustang Cobra.
I'm not making
and
fun.
I believe I mentioned it before. That
I can make fun of him
he
for
went around the family during the pandemic. Hey, don't you think this car is cool? And most of us were like, eh, because we didn't understand the mind games he was playing with us.
Oh.
And then he sold it. And the next time we went to the garage, he's like, where's the cool car? Oh, I got rid of it because you guys never, like, reacted positively when I brought
Whoa.
It up.
Burn.
Like, now you think it's cool.
Horrible. Now
my
I think
second,
it's cool.
My second 1964 GTO was red.
Was red? There
red.
You
yes.
go. All right. Yep. That's spectacular.
Goat.
Surprised you didn't say Detroit Mercy. It's
I mean, well, you know, I didn't want to offend you since you don't like our school
I
colors.
I do not so, like our school colors. They are
yeah.
horrendous.
Yeah, so that's a
What would
story.
You prefer?
Purple. It is the blending of the University of Detroit colors and the Mercy College. A blending of universities. Purple. And purple is not a school color for many schools. We'd be more distinguishable.
Home of Prince. I mean,
LSU.
I mean, we could be LSU.
They're
Northwestern.
Not
okay. I mean, there's not many.
Northwestern.
Yeah, but there's fewer.
School alma mater. Anyway.
Yes, that's right, University of Washington. I'm afraid, professors, we've had a ton of fun, but our time is up, and the time has come to say goodbye, Danielle.
Adios.
Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Farewell.
Steven.
Goodbye.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu, or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.